It's time for our TalkBack segment. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a grandson or granddaughter up for the summer and you're getting out and doing a little walking. Hey, put together a little recording of what you're seeing and send it along. We'd love to hear from you. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology TalkBacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Colin and Nora, who visited Sugar Lake Lodge.
Hold on just 1 minute, John.
And we'll have that coming for you in just a second, and opportunity to maybe tell you a little bit more if you have, an interest and would like to send along an audio report. It's pretty easy. Here we go.
My name is Colin, and I'm from Egan. We're at Sugar Lake Lodge, and we went on a nature hike, and this is some stuff we saw. We saw leopard frogs. We saw pine trees. We saw dragonflies and lots of other cool stuff.
Hello, my name's Nora and I'm from Egan. Here's some stuff that we have been seeing. There's different kinds of nature and also a different kind of maple. I caught a white-faced dragonfly.
Nora and Colin were guests of mine and on a hike, and astonishingly, I managed to catch two male white-spotted or 12-spotted skimmer dragonflies, and Nora, who was about, I don't know, four, maybe three, she wanted to hold it. I showed her how to hold it. Make a scissors, put the wings between your fingers, and she got a hold of that dragonfly, and she was just thrilled. She was excited to be holding something alive and then to open her fingers and let it go. It was a very nice experience. Our next report comes from the Outdoor Explorers at the Long Lake Conservation Center.
Hi, this is Hunter and Nora.
And Ryan, reporting from Outdoor Explorers Camp for July 21st through the 25th at Long Lake Conservation Center. The high temperature was 81 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 47. It's officially midsummer and life is in full bloom. One of the highlights was finding lots of baby frogs hopping about. We found a number of wood frogs that were the size of a dime. They were very cute. We also saw a baby painted turtle that was freshly hatched. While canoeing, we had very close encounters with the loons. Both swam near, popped out of the water. We named them Alfred and John Cena.
Also on the lake, we saw the otters, trumpeter swans, big fat leeches that were about 4 inches long, and tadpoles. Someone accidentally stepped on a baby spotted salamander. Other observations included a nest of baby bunnies near the archery range, a spotted fawn and a doe, a lone monarch butterfly, a few bumblebees, two squirrels fighting, a chipmunk, big and small spiders, and a bunch of colorful mushrooms.
A barred owl was heard calling and coyotes howling at night. We learned horseflies cut open our skin, ouch, and drink our blood. It felt like sweet revenge to watch a dragonfly eat one. The bog is still very boggy. I enjoyed a bog mud bath, and Braylee did a swan dive into the muddy bog. It was a great week at camp and in nature, and we want everyone to remember to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
My kind of kids. Let's go for a dive in a bog. Me and my dog would have been right there with you. We love that. That's just our kind of thing. The one note that came to my eye that really struck a note was the lone monarch butterfly. This past week, I've seen two. The previous week, I saw two. I'm not seeing a lot of monarchs right now, nor am I seeing a lot of herbivory. That's where monarch caterpillars have been eating the leaves of the common milkweed plants. So not sure what the reason is right now, but the population doesn't seem to be doing real well this time of year. So we'll just have to hope that next year they can improve their lot. Our next report comes from Brad and Lori. Brad and Lori have a farm on the Swan River near Calumet and Marble area. And they had been listening. You might recall that I had a conversation about the absence of choke cherries this year, despite a beautiful flowering season. They just didn't produce much fruit. And this was their response. Hi, John. Just a note about the lack of fruit on the choke cherries. Despite an abundant flower crop this spring, the berry crop is poor at this point around our place as well. From the plants I observed, there was good pollination, but much of the developing fruit contained a small white worm about a millimeter long, barely visible with the naked eye, encased within a fruit pod. I assume the larvae was deposited in the late flower stage. These fruit pod protected worms fell off the plant in June. This same critter was observed on other single-stoned fruits, including the viburnums and plums. I have no idea what it is, but likely the buildup is a result of several good flower years in a row. I collected a 10-quart pail of these pods, and the worms emerged. At least the chickens had a good meal. Brad and Lori, thanks. It certainly points us in a direction for why the crop might have been so poor. We'll keep an eye on others. I did find a Juneberry that had a fair number of fruits on it that was growing in the shade and hadn't yet produced any ripe fruits. So I'm watching that one, and we'll see how that turns out. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's science class at Little Falls Middle School. His students have been sending in photos and observations from their outdoor adventures this summer. Some of the insects they've noticed included a Carolina grasshopper nymph, a long-jawed orb weaver spider, and an adult monarch butterfly. They also saw the wispy white net of a grass spider. Zoe captured a great image of a flowering white campion, and Chase photographed the ripening green seeds on a jack-in-the-pulpit plant. To see the photos, search for Little Falls Phenology on Instagram. And we hope that you will take the time to do that. Check out some of the stuff they're having. Also, you can go to our KAXE KBXE Season Watch page and record your observations there. Lots of folks, almost 9,000 now, people who are active on that page and are submitting photographs of things that are happening in their neighborhoods and talking about them as well. Check it out. Pretty good spot. We'll have the whole enchilada, the whole phenology show coming up in another 20 minutes or so. Stay tuned for that. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you should be looking for in August, some of the events that take place during the month of August, and we're going to concentrate on how to identify goldenrod, and I hope that you have better luck than I did.